The gait of my friend was unsteady, and the bells upon his cap jingled as he strode. "The pipe," said he. "It is farther on," said I, "but observe the white webwork which gleams from these cavern walls." He turned towards me and looked into my eyes with two filmy orbs that distilled the rheum of intoxication. "Nitre?" he asked at length. "Nitre," I replied. "How long have you had that cough?" My poor friend found it impossible to reply for many minutes. "It is nothing," he said at last. "Come," I said with decision, "we will go back. Your health is precious. You are rich, respected, admired, beloved. You are happy as once I was. You are a man to be missed. For me it is no matter. We will go back. You will be ill, and I cannot be responsible. Besides, there is Luchesi."
"Enough," he said. "The cough is a mere nothing. It will not kill me. I shall not die of a cough."
"True, true," I replied. "And indeed, I had no intention of alarming you unnecessarily, but you should use all proper caution. A draught of this Medoc will defend us from the damps."